الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to the Islamic Faith and Focus class. I'm your host, Imam Dr. Hassan Amin. This program, or this Islamic Studies class, is designed to present what Islamic faith is and what it is not. I'm not here to debate with anyone about my chosen faith, no more than I will go back and forth with you regarding any faith that you practice. I am unapologetic when it comes to authentic rites and rituals of the faith of Islam. Please call your friends and let them know that Islamic Studies class is about to begin. Also, do not forget to have your Quran near you, along with paper, pencil, pen, or just some way of taking notes. By the way, those of you who have been attending this week's Islamic Studies class, welcome back to class. Those who are new listeners or new students, welcome to our weekly Islamic Studies class. Today's topic will be on repent or repentance. This is going to be our second time talking about this. And the reason we're talking about it again, because it's just seemed like people need a reminder. They need a reminder about repenting and don't keep committing sin after sin after sin and hurting more and more people, and don't feel anything. No remorse, nothing regarding that type of activity. Or even you being a sinner, and just you and Allah know that you sin. So I want to just talk about that a little bit and just remind you about, yes, there is room for repentance. Although you may have sinned before you came to this class, you might be just going to sin after this class is over. But the thing is, I'm going to at least set in your mind again about the topic of repentance or to repent. Repent basically means to feel or express sincere regret or remorse about one's wrongdoing or sin. That's basically one of the definitions of repent or repentance. But from the Islamic standpoint, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, he said regarding that, he said, or repent, O people, repent to Allah, for I verily repent to him 100 times a day. This is a man that all his sins been forgiven. He's already guaranteed paradise. And one of the Sahaba and his companion asked him, said, like, you know you're okay. You're like, basically, you're set. These are my words. And that Allah is forgiving you. So why do you ask Allah to forgive you for his forgiveness for the sins that you commit, or just asking for forgiveness? And he said, basically, you know, shouldn't I be grateful to my Lord or be a grateful servant? And so you have also various sayings from Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, where he said 70 times a day that he will ask for forgiveness. And this particular saying of Prophet Muhammad is talking about 100 times a day. 100 times a day that he asks for forgiveness from his Lord. Also, it was mentioned by Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and that he said, Allah the Exalted will continue to stretch out his hand in the night so that the sinners of the day may repent, and continue to stretch out his hand in the daytime so that the sinner of the night may repent until the sun rises from the west. Oh, so we see here that basically Allah always stretches his hands out for forgiveness. Daytime, nighttime, or whatever, he stretches his hands out for forgiveness of his servants. Those who serve Allah, worship Allah, believe in Allah, because I have mentioned to you all before that before we were even born, mankind from Adam until the last man, Allah presented us to Himself, and He said, basically, "Am I not your Lord?" And then we all said, "Those every one of you who are listening to me, you will not forget, remember it, no more than I." Yes, you are our Lord. They acknowledge the existence of Allah. And that's what we all done. We acknowledge the existence of Allah. But the thing is that we're sinning and not going back to that same Lord that we acknowledge to ask Him to forgive us for sins. So what for the sins that we committed? So I'm just re-upping, telling you all again about Allah who forgives over and over again on those who repent to Him. But when a person asks to repent, as I mentioned before, a person asks to repent, then there's certain criteria they have to adhere to when they repent to Allah. And one, showing remorse, immediately stop doing what they're doing, feeling sorry for what they're doing. So these are some of the ways, some of the things that are criteria for us asking Allah for forgiveness. And being sincere and us asking Allah for forgiveness, because the hands are always stretched out to us to forgive us. Also, it was narrated by Abu Huraira, and peace and blessings, may Allah forgive him and be pleased with him, that the Prophet Muhammad, may peace and blessings be upon him, he said, "If you were to commit sin until your sins reach the heaven, then you were to repent, the repentance would be accepted." I mentioned to you all before, emphasizing again, is that when a person repents, if their sins as high as the sky, Allah will forgive them. If that much of the foam of the ocean, Allah will forgive them. Biggest mountains, Allah will forgive. Doesn't matter how small it is or how large it is, your sins are, Allah will forgive, and you go to Him and you ask for forgiveness. Until our demise, Allah takes our soul. After that, then that door is closed unless Allah decides on His own to forgive. That's on Allah to do so. But our window of forgiveness is from the time we are born until the time before Allah takes our soul to ask for forgiveness over and over again, asking for Allah's forgiveness. And don't be afraid to continue to go to Allah and ask Allah for forgiveness. There's a saying by Ibn Umar, son of Umar, who was one of the Khalifa, the leader of the Muslim. He said this. He said, "The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said, whoever drinks alcoholic drinks in the world and does not repent before dying will be deprived of it in the hereafter." So, my beautiful students, is that we have to ask Allah for forgiveness over and over again. And those of you who drink over and over and over again, and you don't ask for Allah, Allah will deprive you of paradise, of the hereafter, the goodness of the hereafter. We have to do this before we die. People drink all the time. If you, and I don't know what country you're living in, but I know the country I live in, particularly on the cable channels, they show people drinking alcohol all the time and promote alcohol and drink all the time. And so we have to, my beautiful students, we have to get away from, as soon as we can, from the drinking that we do and so that we, before we die, that Allah will forgive us our sins, and we ask us to repent to Allah, and we should repent to Allah over and over again, so that we don't do not die in a state of being disobedient to Allah, because we all want to receive. We want Allah to forgive us, and we want Allah to also to forgive us our sins that we commit, and that we don't get deprived of the hereafter. And so also we have saying the Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him, where it talks about, and it says, "Kullu nabi." Basically, what I just said was, it was narrated by Anas that the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said, every son of Adam commits sin, and the best of those who commit sin are those who repent. So I want to remind you all that, yes, we all sin, and you hear that all the time, people saying all the time, yes, we all are sinners, okay, and that's it. A lot of times people saying it because it's an excuse for them to continue to sin. Yeah, we all sin. It's like so what? None of us are sinless, okay? But the thing is, what do you do? Do the son of Adam, when it says kullu bani Adam, that the children of Adam, and every son of Adam sins? Yes, we do. But the best among us are those who commit sin, are those who repent. So let me move on, my beautiful students. And that is, they're saying by Abu Huraira, may Allah be pleased with him. And he said, the adulterer is not a believer while he is committing adultery. And the thief is not a believer while he is stealing. But there is a chance for repentance. If he repents, Allah will accept his repentance. So while the person committing a sin, in other words, stealing whatever it is, then, and I mentioned before, is that their faith is kind of hovers above them, and this individual is not considered a believer while they're committing this sin. And a person who is stealing, while they're stealing, they're not a believer while they're committing this sin. But there is a chance for repentance. If he repents, Allah will accept his repentance. So it's not too late. You all are hearing me loud and clear. You are alive. Then you have time to repent for any sin that you've done. Any that you've done, you need to repent and repent now before it's too late. And I want to mention something that I want to emphasize more of what I said earlier, and that is, which really kind of goes into more in depth about what I had mentioned earlier, and that is, whoever drinks wine and gets drunk, his prayer will not be accepted for 40 days, and if he dies, he will enter hell. But if he repents, Allah will accept his repentance. And if he drinks wine again and gets drunk, his prayer will not be accepted for 40 days. And if he dies, he will enter hell. But if he repents, Allah will accept his repentance. And if he drinks wine again and gets drunk, his prayer will not be accepted for 40 days, and if he dies, he will enter hell. But if he repents, Allah will accept his repentance. But if he does it again, then Allah most certainly will make him drink of the kind of mire M-I-R-E, of pus and sweat of the day of resurrection. So the companions asked, O messenger of Allah, what is mire of pus and sweat? He said, it is the drippings of people in hell. And so I know it's maybe a lot in there, a lot of moving parts in what I just read, but you can all listen to this particular episode again and maybe catch everything that I just said. But the thing is, the drink that a person will have in a hellfire will be the pus and the sweat that will be coming from his body. That will be his drink in the hellfire. That's how he will quench his thirst, is from the pus and the sweat coming from his body while he is in the hellfire. So I just wanted to mention and remind us all, my beautiful students, and that is remind us about repenting to Allah before it's too late. And too late is at the time of your death. Then it's too late. But you have now. Don't feel guilty and say, yes, I did it. Yeah, you should feel guilty. Yes. So let me correct myself. But the thing is, don't just do it and say, okay, all right, I'm a sinner, I'm human, I sin. So what? Bani Adam, I'm one of them, I'm a sinner. So what? No, you can do something about it while you're alive. And what you can do about it is you repent to Allah. So again, you don't want to be drinking the drippings from your body in the hellfire. And you don't want Allah to be harsh on you because you did not submit or repent. Then this is the time to do so while you are alive. You have been attending the Islamic Faith and Focus class. I have been your instructor, Imam Dr. Hassan Amin. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.